January 22nd, 2010, RLRD.
I didn't see him. And I checked my email this afternoon. I didn't see him either. I saw he was changed to the agenda, but I didn't see him.
They came earlier before the special call. A few days ago.
Do you want to send
the agenda change? It was just yesterday. I think I got that one too. That one just changed the order of all business and committee reports.
There you go. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Same to you.
I know it's just spring.
Hi, Maggie.
Hey, Joe. How are you?
Good.
You're busy in the conversation.
No. I found it.
I think we'll get started.
Stand the pledge, please.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dave, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
Okay, good.
I just missed Will.
All right.
I saw him upside. Thank you.
Dave can actually be a participant. We've already run this past our attorney, Joe Miller, and can he actually vote if there was a tie?
Yeah, I can explain it to you. The open meetings law in New York that governs public bodies allows only physical participation, and the only technology that they allow for a public officer to participate by, other than physically coming to the location of the meeting, is by video conference. So he could not attend by speakerphone other than as a spectator. He could not attend by like an email or a chat room. And the other key is that if you wanted to attend this meeting with Dave in Florida, you could. So
you tell us.
But that's the other key is that he has to permit any resident who would be at the satellite location to also attend from that location. So, and he did notify those people he knew were down there about it, and we may see some people pop up on there with him. So, that does allow him to vote on the motions. So, and allow us to have a quorum if need be. So,
who's acting chairman? Is Doug's chairman? Is there anyone else in the room with you, Dave?
My brother Alan's on his way, and Ralph Bissell told me he was going to be here this evening. But he didn't show.
So currently you're alone?
Pardon me?
You're alone right now?
Right now, but Alan's on his way. He should be here in a minute.
Okay. All right. Did everybody get the minutes and look them over? I didn't. Brian, did you have extra minutes? Thank you for that. That's all right. I didn't check. I wasn't on this afternoon to check my mail. If you, I'll make a copy.
Yeah, I don't have one right here.
Anybody bring theirs?
We're gonna look at it. I want a copy.
I'll make a copy. How's that?
All right.
I Thank you, if you want a few minutes to look at that. I don't know, have you all, everyone else has looked at it?
Yeah. That's Tom Thomas's wish list, you know. Just ignore the bottom.
He told me I was testing this to see if...
Yeah, you were.
I told him...
Okay, come here.
I'm not bidding.
Oh, no. Ready?
Yeah.
I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes as written. Second? I'll second it. All in favor?
Aye.
Old business. There was apparently some of the people involved with Hutton's Bay wanted an update. So Joe, I'm going to turn it over to you.
There's been a lot of issues facing the RLRD over the last several months, and one of them has been Hutton Bay. And there's actually, well, it's my understanding that now there are two contending parties at the bay unrelated to, I don't even think they realize they're in contention yet. And I finally have been given the charge and tasked by the district to begin researching it, and we need to look into some new deeds that have come to light. And I hope to have some solid information for you at the February meeting. But I had only really gotten into some of the new information this past week, and to be honest with you, told Dave I would not be ready for tonight's meeting with a full report. But I have been tasked to get to work on it and do intend on having a good report. Well, good in the sense that it'll have a lot of information on factual basis for it at the next meeting. Are you with Hutton's Bay?
You do realize this is 3 years we're dealing with this. 3 years.
Well, I don't know specifically what you're dealing with, but I would like to talk to you and just find out a little bit more.
Absolutely.
And if it's, you know, if it's okay with them, maybe I just give you a card, you just give me a call during business hours.
Absolutely. You're the, this is the first time that we've heard the board ask our opinion.
So, well, if we can, you know, maybe we can take 10 minutes just to allow you to summarize where you're at on it, and that can give me something to go on, because there are a couple other things with some other residents that have made it very clear to me where they stand on it. And I want to make sure we get to the bottom of it and it's taken care of properly.
Absolutely.
So...
Thank you.
But other than that, I really, I'd be quite frankly, I can't give you much else at this point. So...
So you'll be ready in February?
February.
All right, moving on. George Kerner. Rhonda, what was that about? Is George here?
Yes, good evening.
Good evening. George, would you like to tell us why you're here?
All right. I dropped off a couple surveys to Rhonda, one for each of you, regarding 7985 and 7983 Tate. We were missing a survey for 7983 at the last meeting. So that's in order, and we had 7985 resurveyed at the same time by Will Tucker. And what the question was that I brought to light there, you know, was the 1450 elevation at the 7983 property, how my building permit had been granted, started with no responsibility to that. And then I became aware of that situation when we moved to the next property. And then I tried to bring it to everyone's attention, and so now we have a survey that, I don't know if you'd like me to try and explain what Will's drawn there.
this is the porch? Kind of refresh it.
Yes.
This is the porch that went over?
Yes, there was an 8-foot porch.
And then it was extended?
And that came off, and then we were permitted to go with this 12-foot porch.
But it was over, that much more over, supposedly over district property?
It could be, and it is.
Okay.
Possibly. And then Will's also got another line there that tries to show where that 1450 line may have been in the 1930s. He does have a reference where it does shoot at this point in time. And he also shows an elevation of where that 12-foot porch is. I think it's 1448.88. So, worst case scenario, the porch is at 1448.88, according to Will. And like Will says, you could get a different reading. I'm sure you've been through that all day from different people with different instruments. And he also shows this lower line here over on the Ronca property, which is 7985. He found this existing pin. There's a pin that's been used for Coopers. You know, so based on that, and he calls it probable 1450 contour previously, we're above that. I don't know, are you able to see those markings on that?
Porch being built on 83?
Yes.
About 83. Assessment, is the porch only crossing over the 1450 on like the southwest corner of the porch?
That is correct. The way this angle runs. Can I come forward just a second? This is the new build it's on. This is it. And the extension of the 12-foot is at 1448.68, I'm sorry, 88 over here. You know, there's also these pins exist out here. Fourth is 1450, and Mel and Carol, the owners of this, you know, they were like, oh, those lines are way out there. Well,
this is already done? This is the footprint of what's the new?
It's there. It's there, and I brought that to the attention at the last meeting. Dick's been over, Maggie, I think Doug's been there.
Can we not hear whispering because we don't know what's going on over here?
I want some advice by our attorney.
Okay.
survey, based on, what was your assessment, Maggie?
My assessment is, it might be below the $1,450, but it's still on their own property. The town of Canada gave them a building permit to put it where it is.
So you think it's as good to go?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What I would like to do, and this is what I was asking Roba.
First of all, I just want to point out, George went to the town of Canada to make sure that he was within their building code. They sent you, what, to Rushford to talk with Russ?
I went to the town clerk in Canada. She sent me up to the variance officer, Philo Furnace. Philo sent me down to Claire. Claire gave me my permit, you know, and away we went. And there was no point of reference, where is your survey? You can't go forward without a survey. No mention. So then, when the neighbor, when I inherited that property, there was a survey. I did bring it in the deed. That's when Philo said, and this was my first recollection of this situation, he goes, that's $1,450. That's no man's land out there. You don't want to be down there. And I brought that to Claire's attention. I said, Claire, if this is such a situation, I am potentially already down there on this other property. That's when I tried to do the right thing.
And you did.
And, you know.
My only suggestion.
That's how I got here.
If we allow you to go forward with this, I would like this re-inspected, which we're supposed to be doing with docks anyway. This is a porch, not a dock. But I guess I would like to see this re-inspected after it's built.
By your committee?
By the committee. By the...
That's fine.
Well, the thing is, it's basically done.
Yeah. Oh, it's all done?
Oh, it's all done.
Oh, okay. I thought you said there were just islands.
No.
What
I said was it has a concrete foundation.
Okay.
I mean, it's a very substantial structure that's already in place.
Okay. And that's what you inspected?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I'll entertain a motion to accept his, Jenny?
Couldn't something like a boundary agreement be written up between the owners and the district? Stating such, I mean, as an example, if the deck should ever have to be repaired or replaced or removed, that it would have to be...
At the owner's responsibility.
At the owner's responsibility and above the 1450 elevation.
I think something like that could be done. I guess my concern is it's only a couple inches. We can do a boundary agreement for a couple inches. Who's their, do you know who their attorney is? The owner's attorney, if they even have one?
I wouldn't say that they even have one. You know, the goal was to not have to
go through all this.
Have litigation.
Yeah, no, I'm totally on board with that. I'm always for creative problem solving.
Without something written, not that they were trying to do anything illegal, but what's to stop somebody else from saying,
yeah,
hey, you let this guy get away with it?
Well, doesn't this show that the structures are on their own property?
Yeah, I mean, this survey doesn't really show.
So they're not even on their property?
That it's over the 1450.
Just because the elevation is where that's where it is right now, that's, you know, it's not the property as once owned by RG&E, now owned by the Recreation District.
When you look at the pens, I mean, I think that, you know, this survey doesn't, I don't see anything that really stands out to make it look like it's cutting right down into district property, I guess, unless we were to compare it with another one. Like you said, Will Tucker said, you know, 50 different surveyors, 50 different instruments could have come up with.
Within inches, maybe feet, but. There's also another document, you know, stapled on there that explains which system Will uses. The benchmark from Canada to the dam, you know, he's got sort of an explanation there.
Is recognized by the court.
Boundary agreement?
Yeah, years ago, the court recognized a pin over by...
Well, that's the thing, too, is when you look at the pins and where they're at, those pins are defined and already determined. Well, I think we can entertain the idea of a boundary agreement, look into it, but I think for all intents and purposes, there's not any anything to look like it's encroaching. From the survey that's provided, it doesn't appear to be an encroachment on the district property. If, and Will Tucker's willing to put his own behind it, so.
Will had planned on trying to be here tonight, but he had to watch his children, so.
Oh, no, that's fine.
All right, and I'll just entertain a motion that we accept this. Is there even any motion that we have to accept? What are we accepting? What's the motion to accept what? We accept the fact that he legitimately is within his boundaries on his own property? Mm-hmm. I'll make that motion. Is there a second to that?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Dave, did you hear what we did?
Yes, I'm in favor.
Okay. Okay,
Can I ask one more question? And then I'll try and...
I'm just going to dismiss you and say it's okay.
Regarding 7985, second property. We lifted that home. We put a new foundation under it. You know, we had your blessings with the survey they'd already provided. We've taken a porch off. Approximately 8 feet, but there's no footprint left of it since we did the foundation. What would you suggest would be my best course? The customer, would it like at least a deck back? How would you like me to proceed properly to get that permission in order? Or definition of what they can do? And this would be for Lynn and Bill Ronka. It was her parents' place.
That's in 7985.
85.
Are you saying they want to replace the footprint of where that porch was before?
Yes.
Without any change?
Without any change, you know, unfortunately they said, George, we'd like to put a roof over it. I said, I think you're asking me to ask too many things.
Does it go over district property?
Well,
that would be the front of this house.
Yeah, you can. It's on there again. It's the second property.
It's in the second survey right here. So you're working with a lot closer from here.
Oh,
from here.
Yeah.
What's that about? I mean, maybe they write it, but is that like 6 feet from that corner of the house to the social board?
Well. 10.9, I think, is this sideways.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
And he's not, I don't know that he's giving us an offset, but if that's 10 feet, that's less than 10 feet.
Yeah. So, there's maybe 6 feet.
But there was this decrepit porch there, and in the effort, you know, we had to lift this house about 10 feet, dig under it, put this foundation under. So to do that, I had to remove the porch and just 86 it so there was access. So they'd like to get that back, but I want to do it the easiest way for you guys.
I was down there a couple months ago with George, and there was a porch there I could see where the posts were in the ground. So I can go ahead and say that there definitely was a porch there. So I have no problem with him replacing it in the same footprint. And as far as putting the roof on there, I don't think there would be a problem with that at all either.
But George, do you know where the footprint is?
It's about 8 feet out. Again, I don't have a detailed blueprint of the existing. It was definitely a cottage that was just ticky-tacked over the years. You know, even the porch was done in pieces. Everything we touch there just falls apart. So.
Were they looking to put like a covered deck?
That's what they're entertaining.
I would think that a covered deck, as long as it didn't extend out further past the front lot line or the front structure lines of the other properties in the area. And within the original footprint, I don't see that a roof would be a problem, but that's just my opinion. I could see the deck going there, being replaced.
And I could also see it being covered but never enclosed.
Not enclosed, then it could be written that way. And that doesn't have to be decided this evening. That can be tabled for you guys.
My suggestion would be that until they get, is the
foundation was done, and we have the front half of the home finished, and now we have to do the work on the lake end. And you can see what we're doing there. What we've done towards the road, we're going to turn and do that on the other side.
That's my recollection of it. I saw that house before you started work at it. That front porch actually set back from the house that we've been talking about. That my memory is correct.
With the porch, it'd be real close.
With the porch?
Yeah. No, it is set back now.
The house is set back.
Yes.
And with the porch, it comes out to about the same...
Be about the same line.
It wouldn't be further.
No further.
It would be closer to the lake.
No, and even Cooper's and all of them, they're going to be all pretty close to same projection, I'd say.
That's why at the last meeting, I think we said, well, no, it was Esther Workers that I talked to.
Yeah, I wasn't there the day you showed up. You and I played phone tag, but we never, you talked to Ron.
Hasn't the district in the past allowed structures on district property that are removable? For example, a deck that's built with 6x6 posts is removable, as opposed to a porch that's got a concrete foundation.
You're the only one who's been here long enough to know.
Well, they used to say if it's removable, they would allow it to happen, but if it's something as like you're going to put a house up or something like that with a foundation, that's not easily removable.
It's not the plan to put an additional foundation in here either. It would be on just
sonotubes
and 6x6s.
Sonotubes, which the post would be right on top.
Right on top of that with a plate.
I mean, that could be removed easily.
Easily enough.
Very easily. Because you allow sheds, which are removable. You allow, in some instances, fences, which are obviously removable. But I think they've always said in the past that they don't want to have anything that would be very difficult to remove.
And that makes sense.
As long as what you're allowing does not hinder a neighbor's view or access to the lake or yada yada.
Right.
And I don't think a deck would
do that.
I don't know so much about the roof thing.
Where it's located, it wouldn't be a problem.
I don't think so either.
There are no houses on the other side of the road. There are no houses set back from it, where it would be blocking.
There's quite a few big pine trees in front of that property that are already obstructing.
Well, does somebody want to make a motion concerning this?
I'd make a motion that we will allow the construction or the replacement of the existing deck without a permanent foundation.
Okay.
That wording would seem appropriate.
Sonotubes would just be okay, probably.
Okay, sonotubes.
Structurally, that's what we need, probably.
And not enclosed.
No walls, understood.
No walls.
But covered if they so choose.
Covered if they choose.
I second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anything else?
Aye. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
Thank you. I do appreciate this.
Go forth and build.
And the people appreciate it.
They've both been here a long time, so.
Thank you.
All right. We have on here the Coon, Mann, and others. Dave, do you want to say anything about this?
The Coon, I had a conversation with Brad Coon today. And Brad is still, you know, about that community dock down to the earth, to have the people build a community dock. And Mahon's dock is infringing 5 foot on the Brad Boone's property. Brad said that he will not enforce the Mahons to move their dock back or cut off the 5 foot as long as the Mahons don't have a problem with him building right next to it. And if the new people that would be on that community dock would be able to go on that 5 foot of walkway that he has now. Otherwise, if they do not want to go right next to that, then Brad would want to enforce to have them cut off and perfect.
Does everybody understand that?
Yes, except for the part about the community dock. Did he say that's back on the table or off the table?
No, this is Brad, there's one person that is definitely interested in taking that, in being part of that community dock. So what Brad, for the first step, Brad wants to get with the Mahon to have a conversation, not to make, or just to make a deal, or to go through us, due to the fact that it's on district property, and then fridges over on the cool property by 5 foot. Brad has no problem with just butting up against it and building, you know, and having a community dock built out straight from there. Or if the Mahon, but he would like the people to be able to use that 5 foot that is on the right. Coon property right now, on the front. It's not district property, but it's part of his front.
Right.
Or if they don't agree, then he would like to cut it back 10 foot. So there would be, you know, a 5 foot buffer plus the 5 foot that's on Greg Coon's property.
Well, we've got a lot of ifs here going on. I mean, we haven't even, you know, heard from the rest of the people about the community dock, and I don't know. I don't know where we should go with this.
Dave, the last time that, in fact, the only time I've ever spoken with Brad Jones was when we were over there looking at the docks that he wanted removed, et cetera, and showing us where the community dock would be placed, if one was built, and all of that. And on that day, he said that he had originally offered to construct the community dock because of the attorney fees that he had to pay. That was off the table. He wasn't willing any longer to pay for the community dock. Has his position changed?
As far as I know, that hasn't changed.
Okay.
But the part of giving the 25 foot is still available for the plan.
Okay.
So this year could be brought up next month. We can table until the next month. But I don't know. And next month, I think we were going to come to a decision. And the Mahon, this is something that we're going to run up against next month when we do make a decision. And if the other party does want to build, the Mahon should be informed that they may have to move their dock at that point or let them butt up against it. That was the only thing that Greg wanted brought up tonight.
I think we've got to just wait because we've got too many ifs right now.
So if we could just maybe possibly write the Mahons a letter stating that if there is a community dock put in there, would they prefer it being butted up to the dock that's existing, or would they prefer taking the 10 foot off of the dock right now, the 5 foot that's extending over, and plus 5 foot for a buffer? I would think that they would probably go with just leaving it alone and probably putting the community dock, but I'm not the Mahon, so I couldn't really tell you how they're going to react.
My feeling is that we shouldn't do anything tonight because at least we're aware of it, but we've got too many ifs.
Okay.
Shouldn't Brad be sending that letter?
According to Brad, I guess he had a request in for them to remove their dock before, but I don't recall. Maybe he did. I couldn't honestly say because I don't remember.
Well, it's on our property, right?
Right. Yep.
Right.
Is there any sense that they're aware of what's going on?
Do the Mahons know anything about what's going on?
They were at a meeting a few months back, but I don't know were informed that they, I think they were informed, because I remember mentioning at the meeting that they were 5 foot over. But I never did mention about them removing it at that point in time. But they should be informed that there could be a possibility that if, you know, if they don't agree to have a, if there is a dock to be built, they could have bought it, or they may have to move, cut off 10 foot of the dock, the 5 foot that's already infringing, and possibly the, and any other 5 foot there's a buffer. They should at least be informed that this may happen.
You want to draft a letter?
Sure, I could. I can draft a letter now, and I'll email it to the board for their approval, and then once I get everyone's approval, I'll send it to Rhonda, and Rhonda send it out.
Rhonda, were the men's ever sent anything on their 5 foot?
Nothing in writing.
Nothing in writing? Dave, do you know if the dock committee has ever noted or anything on men's being 5 feet over?
We were notified when we
down not, there. Not we, were they?
The dock committee knows about
it. I honestly...
Do you know if they ever, if like, Mans were ever notified that it
that
was...
That part I didn't know. Okay. We didn't look at it months and months ago.
It was a long time ago.
What
I can do is I'll draft a letter, maybe, and I'll send it to the board, and I'll wait for everyone's approval, and then I'll... And after everyone's approval, I'll even have Joe go through the letter. I'll send it to Joe, and with the approval, then I'll give it to Rhonda, and then Rhonda get, you know, forward to me. I said, this could be a possibility of what could happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's anything that we should formally act on right now, because I don't think we have anything to act on.
No. No, okay,
but, you know,
fine.
If you want to send them a letter,
just an FYI. I
just want to make a note, all too often we're expected to send a letter to someone and we tell Rhonda to send the letter, but we don't ever tell her what's supposed to be in it. So I would suggest that you draft a letter as to what you're trying to achieve in the letter before it's sent out.
Okay, very good.
I don't think you need to vote on that.
No.
All right, the Balcom Beach break wall. Where are we at with that?
Not really anywhere other than last month I had the costs from Joshua Thornton as to what it would cost to put in that kind of stone, which I still think is the way to go, even if we do it portion by portion. I did check with... We still want to put in line with the break wall, we want to put the sheriff's launch over there. So Scott is going to be letting me know what it will cost to put a walkway in there for the sheriff's lift.
We have to get a couple more bids.
Yes, I mentioned that in our last meeting.
Glad to hear you.
So we've got one bid.
Glad to hear you're seriously thinking about that, Ryan.
Oh, I think that's the only way to go.
Yeah.
It still lasts forever.
It'll last forever. It's right there. It's an ideal spot.
We might have to do it. Segments, yeah.
They've disappeared.
Oh.
Okay, can we get unplugged again?
Can
you hear us, Dave?
Just maybe wiggle the mouse. Might have just screensaver kicking in.
I just lost him.
No,
Who else besides Bobby Conroy or Chris?
No, but we can, you know, I did not get to... Over the holidays and everything, I did nothing more on the break wall, sorry. Minus 12 at my house one morning.
I could idle that on
you. We could go Sunday.
How did it happen? Minus 12 degrees.
Well,
it's minus 12
in
your house.
Oh, no,
at
my house.
At your house.
No, I'll work on getting two more quotes on the rocks.
Okay. You got a screen out from
the
door. Just click on something.
Feel that the board feels they want to go is with the rocks?
Yes. I think so.
I just think we can get a much better price than that.
it cost?
You can call. You can call him again, or he'll call you. I don't know what do you use, Skype? Is it Skype? Something like it. Is it Skype? Yeah. Did you make connections? Were you the one? He called you.
It is. It really is.
I mean, probably, if he's not coming up, you should probably, what do you have, to have Skype or something?
No, I understand.
And that's why we decided that we probably have to.
So you get ready, because he's going to try to call you back.
But I think Maggie's right. If we do the one section where the sheriff's.
Probably.
There you go. Don't move with them.
I got it?
Yep. There you go.
There, yeah.
I think we put, $15,000 aside for that.
And you can try to call him.
Yeah. So that would get us not quite half.
Well, and I don't think all of it has to be done. There's some sections in there where it's got good vegetation, yeah. The break wall is in good shape, and the soil behind it, it's solid. But we've got three sections where it's really wearing away. I don't know, I couldn't have gone out there with the worst weather days of the day that we went out there and measured, because it's all good. But I don't imagine it's anything we're gonna plan on getting done this year. Before the season, do we think? But we have someone in there for some.
Oh yes, we have 15
all set. So if we did want to do, if for some reason we were to want to get the section where the sheriff's boat wash or boat moist would go.
Fire your folks.
I can't list. We have to remember where it used to be.
So you went just like. Drop it.
Yeah. I think that's the best place to
go. Because he won't be able to call it.
You can't even shut it down.
Well, you can probably just control delete.
Nope.
Kill it, you can't.
Unplug it.
Yeah. Unplug it and plug it back in.
It's like mine, you gotta slap it on the side.
No, we're not talking about
Sheila. Okay.
We're talking about the computer, Mike.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, no. Yeah.
Pregnant,
I think.
Oh, jeez.
That monitor is a dinosaur.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's rebooting.
Yeah. I think we can move.
We'll just go on.
Okay. All right. We can catch up. Okay. All right, Rhonda. Old copier, do you want to update us? Old copiers.
We have a letter ready to send to the leasing company. That being very difficult over this copier. They want us to keep paying for another whole year.
No.
Well, you want to say anything?
I wrote a letter. I talked to Joe about it. I wrote a letter, but I want you to see the attachments.
I'd like to take a copy with it.
I want you to see a copy of the lease. I want you to see a copy of a letter they sent us on September 21st and a copy of a letter they sent us on December 22nd. And when you read, when you see, look at those and read the letter, maybe we can get this thing.
There it is. And
change the letter however I wrote it and change it however you want it.
But it's already been sent, right?
No, I wanted you to see it before it went out.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll look at it. Stuff tonight.
So okay, I can see it now. I don't know what happened, it just cut out. We're good.
Okay.
I mean, the alligator got added, Dave.
Well, I seen one last week.
Okay.
All right, Dave, just to quickly catch you up, Balkan Beach Breakwall, Maggie got one bid. I think you knew about that. With the holidays, she wasn't able to get two more, but she's going to do that and bring it in February, maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
If I can get the bids by then, if not, by March.
All right, old copier, Dave, Bill Szabo has drafted a letter and he wants Joe to look it over, so we're going to deal with that later.
Okay.
Timberland Trail. Who has, Dave, do you have information on Timberland Trail?
Well, Dave Bleed went down there one day, this must have been about 3 weeks ago or so, and he checked it out and he told me that the dock looked like it was way to the left, it wasn't in the center of the right of way. So I went down there approximately an hour afterwards, and by looking at it, it definitely looks like it's to the left. So I called Bill Witkoff up and I told Bill that I had looked at it and that Dave Bleed had looked at the new dock, and it does look like it's off to the left. Bill Witkoff told me that they had surveyors down there, and they have had, the contractors were down there, and there's surveyors, and he said it was built in the same footprint as the other one, but I know that it was supposed to be built in the center of the right-of-way. Can I tell if it's in the center of the right-of-way? By standing at one pin and another pin, if you look down there, it looks like it's not. But I can't honestly tell you. I think that we're going to need some more information about where exactly how this lies, because it doesn't, did you take a look at that?
Yes, I was down there, and just following the, what we thought was, we think is the right-of-way, the actual dock that goes out into the water appears to be clearly too far to the left. Yes. And I don't know why it was built that way. It could have been just easily moved to the center.
Yes,
there's no room to dock a boat on, as you're facing the lake, there's no way to dock a boat on the left side of it. Right. If it were moved to the center where I think it should have been, you at least would have that option if you wanted to do it. I was also told that the request that came to the commission described the materials to be used to prepare that as being very different than what's there.
It was supposed to be concrete in the ground. I believe it was 4 foot, 44 inches down, and it was supposed to come above. I believe it was almost a foot or 2 foot above the ground.
Yeah, well, that didn't happen.
No.
The dock that is there is not anywhere near what the specs on the original permit application are.
Yes.
What I've heard is it's been turned over to the Hillcrest All Trails Association right now, so I'm not sure if James King actually owns it now. It's the Hillcrest All Trails Association. So I believe that we should possibly, we should send a letter to the Hillcrest All Trails and follow this up with James Davis not on it now.
Well, I need to hear Maggie's suggestion.
I make a motion they not be allowed to use that dock until we get this all straightened out. And who's making the determinations? The dock that was there was in disarray. It was supposed to have been replaced with the new specs that we were given. It was not done that way. The way it sits right now, as Doug said, there is no room to park anything or even use that dock to the west side of it. It originally was supposed to be a 4-boat slip. I don't know where they're going to put 4 boats in there now. They can't do them on the other side. Not to mention whose boats are they going to be. If you say the property's been transferred, then we don't have a deed for that property. I make a motion that that no one gets to use that dock until all that's straightened out.
I second that motion.
All right. And we want a letter going to Hillcrest All Trails. Dave?
Yes, that's who Bill
is that off. John Jessup?
John Jessup, I believe Gary Clinton and Kathy Hock.
Okay, well, let's send it to John Jessup. I know he's here. I know that I have, over the last couple of years, had requested that we get some specific information from Hillcrest Trails. We don't know who they are, what they are. We have no paperwork on them in any way, shape, or form. Yet they are the front lot owners on many of these community docks.
I think we have to have some solid information on who Hillcrest Trails is. We may have to look at all of the licenses that are on their properties.
Well, I think we've got a motion about the dock, so let's get that taken care of first. Rhonda, did you get that? We want a letter sent and certified.
You haven't voted on it.
Yeah, I know. I just want to make sure that Rhonda got what should be in the letter. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed?
I think he didn't say aye, so is he there or is he froze?
Still with us, Dave?
He looks frozen.
I was in favor.
Oh, okay.
I was in favor, I'm sorry.
It looked like your eyes were closed.
No, it looked like the screen froze up for a minute.
Yeah.
All right. Continued church at Balcom Beach. Is there a motion to allow that?
I'll make the motion to allow.
Is there a second?
I don't know anything about it.
Maggie?
There's a group of...
I've seen their signs.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
And all that is a bunch of... There's a couple of pastors, preachers, I'm not exactly sure. And quite a few local people who come in at 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning. They bring out their launchers. A preacher preaches to them. They're there for about a half hour on the shoreline, and then they leave.
So they're not a disturbance or anything? Then.
Not at all.
I'm sorry.
Not at all.
I think Dave brought again. You know Dave, Justice in Rushford. I think he's one of the ministers, and who else?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen him.
As long as we've had no complaints on it. I'll second that.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye. I am too, also.
Okay. All right. Good, Dave. Thank you. All right. Committee reports. The ad hoc committee, and Jenny, I turn that over to you.
Well, I think we're making real good headway. We're about 3/4 of the way through, maybe?
We're at the hard part now.
We're at the
right-of-ways.
Yeah, now we're at the hard part, the right-of-ways, and...
we're still working on land use, but we've got two more sections. We finished with right-of-way, but we need community dock agreements. We need to work on that. And the sanctions.
Okay. Have there been any recommendations about the... What they're going to do with respect to the policies and the licenses with the cause issue on revocation? Or do you guys...
Well, the just cause and without cause. I think we addressed that in there already, didn't we?
Yeah.
You know which way
that was early on, wasn't it?
I think it was. I think we're leading with just cause.
Yeah.
And, okay, good.
So the licenses should be...
Redone.
We're going to be redoing the licenses. And what else? Role of commissioners, or what was that Nancy was saying? Commissioners' duties?
I don't know. I could pull over it.
Well, that's all right.
I didn't bring mine with me.
No, don't worry about it. But anyway, we're almost done with land use. That's the biggie. And then we'll work on the license and finish up. And we're going to have to take off probably a couple weeks in February because our secretary is leaving for Key West. How dare he? But
he's doing a great job.
He is. He really is doing it.
Joe Fusco is doing a beautiful job.
Joe Fusco.
They own the bed and breakfast.
Joe Moore's neighbors over there.
May I ask?
Yes.
Question. When this is all done, is it how is everything going to be, let's say, approved? Is it going to be put up to a vote, or is it going to be given to the commissioners, or is it just going to be put out to the public to peruse? What's our intention?
Well, I think it'll just be background, and you guys will wake up one day and have new rules.
The plan is to present it to the commissioners, and the commissioners, there's some recommendations for to delete some stuff that's kind of confusing, to reconcile some of the terminology, and that's going to have to be up to the board. But then we'll give it to Joe and make sure we're doing it legally.
Is there going to be a public hearing on this?
That's my point. That's my point. Because you're modifying
long-standing
rules.
No, right now we haven't done any real modifications.
No, we want the public to realize that we aren't making any changes to what is already in place.
That's what I just kind of thought I heard.
No.
No. We're making recommendation changes, you know, some just slight little statements of...
We aren't writing anything new.
No. Not yet, not at this point. Not at this point.
I'm not a lawyer, so I can't read it.
The intent, when we first started developing the idea to form the committee before we determined that we're going to form it, was that there would be some, probably like a special meeting just to come and discuss that night, and anyone who was, you know, maybe get copies out there circulating of what the proposed differences are. And then the idea is that it will become a one of this year's resolutions, and that it'll and then eventually become like a succinct handbook where, you know, there's, you pick it up and it's available to you, and, you know, it's all together in one place. That's the idea. So I think that having a hearing on it would be a very good way to go about it, and not do it at a regular meeting, hold a special meeting for it so people can come. It won't be voted on at that meeting. It'll be voted on at a regular meeting and an open meeting. But, yeah, I think that because when I first gave my presentation, I believe that I said that I expected there to be a special meeting somewhere between their recommendations to the board and the board actually voting on it by resolution.
Maybe if the public understands what has transpired here, it's...
Over the years, there have been copies of the resolutions and the rules and regulations printed in various forms. Some forms have more things in than others. We are actually working from three separate documentations.
Of resolutions.
Resolutions, rules, and regulations.
And policy.
Policy. What we're doing is we're taking these three separate copies, compiling them, like I said, not really changing anything, putting them...
Clarifying.
Clarifying and putting them in a useful form for the public.
It's actually, what we've tried to do is make it a little bit more organized, because some of the documents skipped all over the place, and you might be dealing with backlots, and then all of a sudden, you're dealing with, God only knows, but, I mean, it was like apples and oranges, so we have tried to put it into an organized, progressive form, so that it's going to make sense.
Which is good.
Yes. It's not like the military, Mike.
No. But I do want the public to understand that there isn't a committee out there making new rules and regulations.
No.
I was very confident that it wasn't. I've been to the meetings.
Uh-huh.
But I have had some people go and ask me,
Well,
you go to the meetings, what's going on? Now what kind of rules are there going to be? They're not
going to
be that way, I don't believe.
Well, I think, too, once it's all reconciled and some of the verbiage is clarified and some of the definitions are clarified, it's all going to fall in the favor of the taxpayers.
I know that's the intent. So.
And it will be out. It will be out there someplace, some website, some, you know, in print, newsletters, annual landowners meeting, somewhere by the summer. I mean, this isn't anything. I don't think any major changes are going to be implemented before the season. You know, we'll definitely give the people.
And like I said, Mike, wherever we thought a change should be made, we didn't make it. We just put in parentheses, or we made, please note, we're recommending that this be changed, but we didn't change it. That's up to the board. Okay?
Yeah.
We didn't make up anything. Not to say that we might want it to. There's a couple instances there where we kind of thought we might want to, but
yeah,
we didn't.
Give you a curfew, Mike.
Bill isn't here for a dam report, Maggie.
I got an email from Bill. The only two things we're on right now is the annual certification has to be in by January 31st. Bill is waiting on, let's see, what did he say on that? That should be sent from Hatch Acres. It's got to be in by the end of the month, so He's out of town this weekend, but we are following up on that. The next thing would be the I&M plant, inspection and maintenance plan, according to the new dam safety regs. That's going to be due August 19th. Other things on the dam is I think we all got the wish list from Tom. And in his email, he had made the valid point that he could quite often get some of these tools and things that he needs down there if he had a vehicle, credit card, or some way to be able to order some of this stuff. So we need to entertain what kind of purchase policy we could put in place so that the dam operators can shop the internet, shop the specials, and, you know, just get things delivered here.
Bill, how can we get a company credit card?
I would prefer to see a credit card. There's been some talk about a debit card. Now, that's one thing that I'm not real crazy about.
No.
Only because I feel there'd be a communication breakdown between me and whoever's using this debit card, and we could be bouncing checks on an electric bill or something because people are using this debit card and they're not telling me how much they're I mean, I try to keep the checkbook at a small balance, and I keep everything in an interest-bearing account, and I can't afford to have somebody out there making purchases and not telling me about it.
Right. Well, should we maybe open a separate account? Or I could get a separate card or something.
I'd just rather get a credit card. I mean, businesses have it.
Okay, and so I make a motion that treasurer...
Prepaid cards.
Well, that's what I was thinking, that if we were to transfer funds, you know, like...
And didn't you get it?
I just make a regular credit card with a limit.
Put a limit on it.
And then there's like an accountability because you get a statement. Bill will get the statement.
Corporation or municipals can have.
Yes.
Sure.
The county has.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Do you want to get an application from M&T Bank? Do they have credit cards down the road? Or?
Well, what they have, don't they have just they don't have a separate credit card, do they? They use your.
No, they have Visa.
You can ask for a separate.
Yeah. Tied to account, though.
Would be opening a new account.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it would ultimately be a new account. Yeah. But we would now want to open a new account with a credit limit rather than opening a new account with our own funds.
Are you talking about, you're not talking about a bank account, you're talking about a credit card.
Well, I'm talking about M&T in their Visas.
Yeah.
You can use their Visa as a credit card. When you have a checking account with M&T, their Visa can be used as a credit card.
That's fine.
Okay. So, rather than, now you'd have, if we go to MasterCard or any place you'd go, you'd want to apply for a credit limit, right? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Up to 5,000 or 2,000 or whatever it would be.
Right.
So, either we apply for a credit limit or we take X amount of dollars and open a separate account.
I would just apply for a credit card.
Right. M&T can do credit card.
And I don't think...
So you'd put $3,000 in an account.
It's actually a credit card from M&T.
With a limit?
I think it should be $500. Yeah, $500 limit. Make that a motion.
If you went to M&T Bank, you'd say... Rushford Lake Recreation District wants a credit card. We don't want a debit card.
No.
We don't want a debit card that you can use as a credit card, because then we've got the whole, our entire fund balance open for misuse.
Right.
We want a separate
credit card, Master or Visa
account
with a $500 limit. Okay.
And then we're going to have to decide who can use that card.
Yes.
Then we'll have to get the signatures of whoever we want to use it.
Now, you're going to put a limit on the amount of purchases can be made without board approval?
No,
I think we limit it to $500. That'll cover it.
Yeah, that should.
Now, what are they saying, though? You're saying they're surfing the internet. What kind of purchases are they looking at?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if you look at his thing, if you were to go to Home Depot, there's no dollar.
He's looking at things like bolt cutters, first aid kits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're kind of tender. Yeah, they're kind of stuff.
There's nothing on there that's an expensive item.
Well, there is.
Oh, yeah, there are some.
And that's why we'll put the limit on, because he does have things like a laptop.
Well, then you can only get one thing a month.
And if that's the case, he needs to come to us.
Okay.
Well, just for, like, for example, we have an account at Rushford Hardware. And Rhonda goes in and buys things, signs for it. Tom Thomas does it, Bob Pomeroy does it. I mean, we just limit it to who can do that. But this debit card idea, when that was brought up, I didn't like that.
No, I don't either.
Do we have, I never asked this question, do we have taxes and stamps? So we'd have to make sure that if Tom is going to be doing internet shopping, you got to focus on one or two places that he wants to do business with so that we can set up a sales tax exempt account with them.
Yeah.
Rather than, you know, going all over the internet making purchases and paying sales tax.
Right.
I have like a letter that I composed many, many years ago about, it has a section of the sales tax code that we're exempt under, and I can provide him with that, and he can forward that to whoever he
wants. That's what he'll want.
He can scan it, he can email it, he can do all kinds of things. No debit cards. No debit cards, please.
And then
that account.
No.
No, that's curious.
Not from any account. Not from any account. Please.
And we can just
The bonds come back.
All right, so is there a motion relative to the credit card?
I make a motion that we approach M&T Bank for a credit card, Visa or Master, for Rushford Lake Recreation District with a limit of $500.
Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Dave? Are you frozen?
Dave?
He's frozen.
He's frozen.
He's frozen again.
All right. Okay, let's move along.
All the ways.
He could be comatose.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
maybe we should put the
Alan's not moving
either. James, maybe reduce the video to get it back up again. All right, requests. We've got one, two, three, four. Okay. I kind of wish Dave were back up because I'd like him to go over some of these. Mike, you did inspections. All right. Would one of you gentlemen want to address the Don Goddard? You want to look at my notes?
Look at your notes?
Yeah, or look at the notes that we were
whichever ones. I made notes as well, but we looked at it. In fact, I've seen it probably four times in the last 5 or 6 months. Personally, we couldn't identify without a survey or anything there. No stakes, no nothing. The only stakes that were there, stakes he put in the ground where he wanted to dredge out, cuff out the bank, cut down some trees, and put in the Great Wall. But we don't know who owns the driveway. We don't know who owns the land adjacent to the driveway. There's nothing stakes there.
So in other words, he does
have a dock already.
Okay.
On the other side. If he is allowed to put a dock in right there, then the dock that you've already approved
for Michelle Miller.
For, well, Franklin. A couple of months ago,
she won't be able to get
they at a minimum, and probably the people on the other side they just built a new dock. And they won't be able to get in probably either. And even though it shouldn't probably have any bearing on your decision, but I'd almost guarantee the DEC would never allow them to cut down 7 or 8 trees.
A lot of trees right in, a lot of right stroke edge of the water.
At least that many. Twice that many.
So. And a whole bunch of bank that would be cut back in.
Correct. A lot of bank. And lastly, I got a feeling right there is the little bit of information that I think it was Dave Gleek mentioned, that someone mentioned that there was a lease for someone else to put a dock right in front of his property. So consequently, he could have room for two docks or three docks already, but he leased someone else's spot for a dock and a 99-year lease or something.
Was that Hatchins?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, if you put all of that in the context, I mean, the recommendation of the dock committee was no.
Okay.
After I explained all of that.
No, that's good. That's a good explanation. So we need a motion then. That's what the dock committee is for?
Make a motion that we decline this request for a break wall.
Break wall and a dock.
Break wall and dock.
And dock.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right.
Agliaro?
How do you say it?
Agliaro?
Agliaro. Okay.
Richard and Susan.
Yes.
Mike, do you want to talk about them?
Yeah. We were down there again, the dock committee, along with one or two commissioners this summer, on a couple of occasions this fall, at least once. The last time we were down there, it was highly recommended to the individuals that they get it surveyed. Because nobody, they do not know where the property lines are at all down there. Second of all, there is one dock that is, I believe, 10 feet wide, and that is the Agliaro's. There's another dock that is 7 or 8 feet wide that is right next to them, which is falling apart.
8 feet.
Of 8 feet. And our recommendation is that both of these docks should be tore down. Actually, however they want to do it, we don't care, but those two docks should be made smaller so that, and here's part of the reason behind it was because there's one or two people that have requested to transfer a dock license that is on the property that they recently bought, which you had at a meeting a couple of months ago. If you're going to try to accommodate these other people, there is no ifs, ands, or buts. There has to be a tremendous compromise down there for all of these people to fit in. It's either that or you're going to have to shut them out. It's going to be one or the other. But there would be no reason on a right-of-way that size why there should be a 10-foot wide dock, as far as the dock committee is concerned. And that was, all of us felt that way when we looked at it the first two times or three times, and then when we looked at it the other day as well.
It's one of our policies. It's in the policies.
That's right here. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It says that right-of-way sites available space will divide it equally with a maximum personal use width of 12 feet, which includes your boat space. So we're recommendation is, dock committee has 3-foot wide dock.
Right.
That one, and there's one right next to it.
Right, that. Which has that falling pipes for legs that are right. They're ready to, it's ready to break.
That's an 8-foot dock in width. It should also be reduced to 3 feet, and that would provide equal, provide equally.
See,
do those belong to Richard and Susan too?
Well, only the one I just believe just is theirs, and they only have a, and they can put a boat on one side of it.
So, in addressing them, we say that they have to reduce the size of their dock to 3 feet wide, correct?
Our recommendation was not for them necessarily, because our recommendation is to you folks, to say that that dock should be reduced to about 3 feet.
The one that they're on?
Correct.
Okay.
And the one adjacent.
Okay.
Which has no bearing on what you're looking at right now, but the one right next to it is not in good repair.
And do we know who that belongs to?
I don't know. Dave might know, but I because he's kind of met everyone down there, and I do not know. I don't know, in fact, any of the people except for Gerald Sullivan towards the end.
Dave, are you back with us?
Yes, I am. I'm not sure which dock, who owns that dock offhand, to be honest with you. I have to look at the number on it.
and cross-reference it with the old number.
Okay,
you're talking trip clock, right, Michael?
We were talking about the ugly arrows who have the 10-foot wide dot, and then there's a 8-foot wide one next to them.
Right, I'm
sure there's two pictures
okay.
of their deck,
right.
And a picture of the one on the side that's also 8-foot wide.
Is that the one that's over by Trail Pine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. First recommendation was a survey of that particular property. They haven't got one and they should have one.
Okay.
That many people down there getting it surveyed isn't going to cost them pocket change.
Survey of?
Of the right of way.
Right of way.
So that because, if I'm not mistaken, Mr. Hock has been before the board within the last 6 months requesting something, and there is a gentleman from up in behind, I believe a brick or block building, who has lake frontage right there. No less than two docks are infringing on his right of way. Possibly three.
Shelver?
John Shelver.
Shelver?
Is that who it is? Yes.
All right,
so
that's one recommendation, is that there be a survey of the right-of-way.
Absolutely.
Okay. Second recommendation is that two docks, one the Ugly Arrows, and the other one...
To be determined.
To be determined. Be reduced in size to 3 feet in width.
That's our recommendation. There is a dock down there that's only like 18 inches, which is mighty little. That's small.
3 feet.
3 feet is
okay.
Much.
Yeah. So that's the sort of second and third recommendation. Anything else, Mike?
Well, and not necessarily a recommendation because I don't think we really know where to start on it, but try to be... I believe they do have an association now, but I'm not sure everyone has signed on to it yet. But the other thing is that it's got to be determined who the devil has a, let's say, legitimate dock license for that area. And then you're going to have, somehow or other, you got to work with them to fit people in. You're going to pick up, enough room for at least one more boat to slip to Voyner by repairing and resizing these two docks. 5 feet on one and I think 7 feet on the other, something like that. So,
all right, the Ugly Arrows, do they have a license or is there a license with their property?
Yes.
Yes.
There
yes.
is?
Yes.
Okay.
They bought the property 5 years ago.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we've got three recommendations basically involving them. But then... After that, we need to see the community dock agreement and who has licenses.
Yep.
So that would be a fourth recommendation, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Bear in mind also that this is just this isn't the transfer of the dock license yet. This was requested by just to make sure that you would give a transfer of a dock license when the time comes to dock. That dock is not in disrepair.
Okay.
It's just too big. In our
So, Brandon, did you get all
So,
those
is your
points?
Suggestion that I just did? Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. You want to say this?
How would you say we?
First, man.
Well, that the dock license will be transferred, provided
one
the dock is reduced in size.
Okay.
Okay.
Or
that's out of our purview.
The dock?
No, that's what we said.
That's what they're recommending that we said.
I don't want to...
Because it clearly states in here that that's the time that this should be done. So
that
the cost of doing this can be shared by the buyer and the seller.
There you go.
If that's what they
well,
prefer
that's,
to
that's,
do.
The, right, that's what I'm leaning toward.
Yeah.
The dock.
You're not talking a tremendous expense.
No.
I have
never done
right
well. They're not that. I mean, the Ugly Arrows, I believe, have just rebuilt that about 1 or 2 years ago. But the entire thing wasn't done, just part of it. I can't remember what part. Was it longer than that?
I know it was not long ago that everybody on Trail, the people involved on Trail 5 got together and rebuilt the Great Wall.
I'm just saying that I...
That's not going to...
I don't know who built it, but I'm just saying I do know that it wasn't all that long ago that they got together and built the break wall.
We're requesting a survey, who are we requesting it from? The Off the Arrows? They shouldn't have to do that.
From their association.
From their association.
Okay, so that's the...
How do you survey that down there? Surveyor works for...
Yeah, I don't know. I know Chris Ultra owns the trail. I don't know.
They don't have measurements down there.
I don't think Hillcrest owns that one, do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. Do they own it from the bend in the road down to, let's say, the waters?
They own it down to the 1450 to them where the district would own.
I thought all those were surveyed.
That's what I did too, so getting a survey of them shouldn't be that difficult.
It shouldn't be that difficult. I can go to all trails. Maybe it's already done.
Okay. All right.
But there again, that's up to them. I don't think that's up to the Lake District. It's your land. Mm-hmm. You tell them what you want done. And I think that everybody else has to have their own property surveyed. There's really no reason, especially when you've got 8 families probably.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is where the Community Dock Association and the surveys
It's like you froze a bit.
You still there, Davey?
No, he froze.
You need to get something that moves in his background, like a fan or something.
You should buy
her
a new computer.
All right, we've got to deal with this, though, and make some motions. Let's deal with the Ugly Arrows first. They definitely need to reduce the size of their dock. So maybe let's get a motion on that.
All right. I move that we notify the Aguileros that for our purposes, they need to reduce the size of the width of their dock from 10 feet to 3 feet.
We could also request that they produce the community dock agreement.
That's what I would like to see.
In the same motion.
There's one on file. There's a community dock agreement on file.
I don't think it's signed by everybody, but there is one that they drew up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's some of them.
Yeah.
Who's they?
People on 305.
Okay.
There are just a few people that haven't signed on yet. I'm not sure who they are.
Well, we want to make sure that the Ugly Arrows sign on.
Including in my motion is that we want to complete it and fully sign community dock agreement for our files.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's a good motion. Let's leave it at that for now, for them.
What was the motion?
The motion was that we write a letter to the Ugly Arrows. They must reduce their dock size to 3 feet. And they must produce a completed and signed community dock agreement.
1 second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye. Who's the head of that? I mean, don't they usually have someone that's the head of the dock?
They should have someone.
They should have a president.
Do we know who that is?
I was going to say it was Gerald.
He's
talking.
I can't hear him. I don't know if you can hear me.
Yeah, we got...
I hear you.
He's frozen.
He's frozen again.
No, are you still? Oh, there he is. Okay.
Yep.
Stop moving.
The count on the other on your land, because I tried to make a couple calls in between other people and everything was okay. But yours is busy. But it's okay now, but I don't know for how long. After this one here, I'll just drop it and forget about tonight.
Enjoy the sun.
Yeah, I'll stick on for now.
Yeah. So are you really needs to be fixed.
Is that doing audio? Is that telephone? Yeah. Then you call a speakerphone right there.
Dave.
Do the audio on the telephone.
Really need to be here for the executive session.
Okay, well, I'll stay on all night. I mean, as long as I have to here, but I'll just keep trying. But it's on your end and it keeps going off.
Okay.
And we have another motion where we should.
Yeah, if you got them on landline,
the other dock.
You can tell you that's locked up.
Eight-foot wide. And notify them that they should
keep the confluence of the media going.
Their dock to 3 feet. Whoever they are.
Okay, that's a good motion. All right, is there a second to that one? I'm the only one here to second, so I second. Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Now, do we need a third motion that we have a survey, and again, we're going to have to see that community dock agreement, and then whoever's in charge of that, notify them that we want a survey of the right-of-way.
Yeah.
And maybe if it's just all trails, maybe that's our starting point.
There shouldn't be any if I don't know, unless that should be the only people that lives in Hillcrest Trails.
Why don't we then contact John Jessica again and ask him for a copy of the survey?
Why don't we ask him for a copy of the surveys for all of the trails that they have so that we can determine, I know we have a problem down on Parkside Marine Association, which right now there doesn't appear to be surveyed. And the deed, I mean, these are the property, they're the property owners of the deeds.
Mm-hmm. All right, I think that's a good motion. Is there a second to that?
Yes, second.
Okay, so if you could notify John, I don't know if he's present or what he is, but that we need a copy of the survey of all the trails and the deeds.
I have a copy of the deeds.
To the trails.
To the trails.
Because there's too many questions coming up.
Actually, I don't know if we can amend that to also include approval from Hillcrest Trails for these community docks to be on their frontage. We've got a problem right now where Brad Coon is throwing people, wants people off of his frontage, yet we've got Hillcrest Trails who owns this frontage with community docks. I want to make sure those people and those community docks are protected with approval from Hillcrest Trails to be there.
Is there a second to that?
I know what Maggie's saying, and I'm just wondering, where's their personal responsibility here? If these docks are in there right away, and they're not part of their association, whoever has them, they should be coming to us, if I'm understanding you right.
Well, who would come to us, the dock associate, the people on the docks?
No, the dock association, or the, what do they call themselves, the property owner there.
Hillcrest Trails.
Hillcrest Trails.
Hillcrest Trails isn't the ones who come in and requesting the permits for the dock.
No, I understand, but if you're saying that we should be ensuring that the community docks that are at the end of their trail are in fact members, these are people that they have agreed can come through their property to get there.
So we would want the community dock associations to go to Hillcrest Trails and get permission.
Right.
And wasn't that the purpose of them, of all trails, turning it back to the landowners?
There's no place that gives them permission. No place that gives these people permission to have those docks on those properties.
Your licenses.
Well, we license.
Your licenses are getting them.
But we also we have Pasekis, we have Baldwins, we have all those people over there by Brad Coon who got licenses from this district to have their docks where they are, and now they're being told to be moved, or their licenses are being
their docks aren't at the end of the right of
way. Their docks are on somebody's lake. Are those right away? Are those lakefront? Are those trails lakefront properties or not?
They are, but yes. They're right away.
Aha! Uh-huh. Are they?
Because you've got to ask yourself, is
Timberland Trail, that permit was put in as a lakefront property.
I know it was, but and how the devil it got there would be on me.
Oh, that's not what I'm trying to clarify.
Because they got a building permit for it.
For what?
She's right.
They got a building permit for that.
Aren't some of those railways right to the lake?
How do you get a building permit on a railway?
The property?
Because it could fit, because they had the,
I think they have it on a 50-foot right-of-way somewhere else.
I think Joe's just saying that's an interesting situation. We're gonna have to table that.
It's got to be addressed, you're right.
And address it.
Absolutely.
Because what I'm hearing from you, I mean, and I'm curious to see if anyone's hearing the same thing, but what we have just now done through the privatization of the right-of-ways is created a third property class on the lake, in addition to front lot owners, which in my opinion is a front lot owner would have the 500-square-foot building on it, and then you've got your back lot owners. Now you've also got right-of-ways that at one time were public, are now in the hands of private individuals. Which, do they rise to the level of the same ownership that a front lot owner has? Yeah, we're going to have to address that. I don't think we can answer that tonight.
Then you've got a sub-title within those right-of-ways, too, because the ones over in the Canadia side, they were turned over into their names, and they pay taxes on those right-of-ways, where then the other ones...
Yeah, you do.
Then the other one, so you've got two different kinds.
That's right, and in some areas you've got a 25-foot right-of-way.
Well, I don't know if it's two different kinds, because paying taxes, it doesn't really distinguish it. It's whether it's in private hands or public hands. Is it a right-of-way owned by either of the towns, or is it owned by a not-for-profit or individual? I mean, I think that's the distinction that Maggie's bringing up, is even if Hillcrest is a private corporation or not-for-profit, we have to take steps now to protect what these people are enjoying, because the truth is that not-for-profit may go up and decide to sell off those
which
trails.
They legally can do.
Yeah. So
and that's the point. Last year,
so that needs to be addressed.
Parks, no. People of Parkside, they want to do some work on.
Those people should be able to get easements.
Thank you.
Perpetual easements.
Something. I mean, Hillcrest Trails has got to step up to the plate and do something with their properties.
This is what we ran into when we were...
We need to table that part of your motion.
Okay.
Let's get the other part.
You're absolutely right.
Joe has an idea, but we need to discuss that, not in this venue right now. So what was the rest of your motion?
I was amending Doug's motion. I was just getting that after Doug's motion, wasn't I?
You were. Now you're going to ask me what mine was.
I won. Rhonda's got it. I am confident that Rhonda's got it.
Well, we're going to notify the GROs that they need to reduce their dock from 10 feet to 3 feet.
Yeah.
And they want the community dock agreement with all the signatures on that. And we are going to identify and then notify the other dock that is 8 foot wide that they need to reduce theirs to 3 feet. Mm-hmm. Then I have that we ask John Jessup for survey copies of all Hillcrest trails and stump trails and all that, and the deeds.
Yeah. Yes.
That's good.
That was the second motion.
Yes, okay. Is there a second to that?
All in favor.
Remove marked trees, remove 4 or 5 sheds blocking the view of the lake, and move the clinger dock off the frontage. Let's take this one at a time. All right.
I say this whole thing is tabled. Totally gets tabled. We do not have the correct paperwork on file yet, do we, Rhonda?
We do have the deed now.
We do have the deed. Okay, yeah, take that back. I knew we didn't have the deed.
All right,
it just came in.
Okay.
All right, what about removing the trees?
We were out there and looked at it. We took the tape off of maybe, 3 or 4 trees?
I was going to say 3, 4 at the most.
Yeah, good-sized trees. We think should stay. Okay. Otherwise, it was fine.
Yeah, my only concern was that the deed was not on file at the time.
All right. Is there a second to removing the trees that you've approved the removal of?
Did you motion it? Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Now, remove 4 or 5 sheds blocking the view of the lake. Well, is it 4, is it 5, how many is it?
I didn't count them, but there are several.
Are they?
At least.
All of them.
Okay, remove all of them?
All of them.
All of the above.
All of them.
Okay. Are they?
The people have been notified for a year. Some of them had, maybe some of them haven't, I don't know. But if they've been seen down there, they've been told. There has been a couple letters sent.
But they're not illegal sheds.
I didn't say they were.
But are they on somebody else's property?
It's not 1940 anymore either, and that's probably when they were put there.
Well.
The boxes or something, fine, you know, but they're, right now you've got lakefront people back there that weren't there.
Yeah.
20 years ago.
Yeah, right.
And they should be able to.
So Mike, it's your recommendation that they be removed?
It was the Dock Committee's recommendation that they be taken down. And dock boxes could be put out there.
Okay.
Low profile, I believe you guys even had the size in your rooms.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, we do.
Approximately, they sell plastic ones.
Yeah, we've got them in our new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they'd be just fine.
Okay, is there a motion to remove all the sheds?
Well, there are, I saw his survey and I see that his property lines go out on either side of all of them.
Okay.
So clearly he had asked for us to have those removed.
Okay.
So I move that they do remove them.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay. All in favor? Dave has to abstain. So he's frozen anyway.
Again.
Yeah.
Then, you know.
Oh, no, he's moving.
Ah!
He's moving.
All right.
I'm not good.
You're not frozen. Okay.
He's safe.
All right, now.
Joe, is that a problem? 2 votes, Deb doesn't vote, does Deb vote, Joe?
I can vote.
You vote, Deb's a vote.
I have to vote, yeah, okay.
So it just has to be unanimous.
Okay, yeah. All right, the Clinger dock. I discussed with Joe that there may be some issues with the Clinger dock. It is on Dave's frontage. However, because it was part of a legal settlement, we're going to have to get, we're going to have to do something different.
Extraordinary.
Yeah. And I don't know what that is, so I really think the recommendation is to let Joe look into it.
What, I don't know if Dave has talked to you about it, but he mentioned to me there is enough room out where there are other docks for backlog people right on the lake in front of his exclusive use right of ways. There's enough room for this dock, and what he's proposing is they move it there.
Now, yeah. And my only question was, do people still have to cross his frontage to get to those docks?
Yes, it appears
so. There's going
to
be.
They don't have to, but they do because it's easier.
Doug, are we sure they don't have to?
Well,
see that?
No.
I think there's a right of way on one side of them, but it may not be a right of way anymore. I don't know.
If we had all the surveys from Hillcrest Trails, we'd know a little bit better.
I mean, if there's no other way to those docks, is the commission going to make an exception for these particular backlot owners and permit them to cross the frontage of another just to get to their docks? I'm just afraid of, with all the things going on, including, you know, the issues that are apparent to everyone regarding the coons and the ribbons, that this has to be handled very delicately. It really does. I mean, I don't think that this is something, you know, if the axe is going to fall somewhere, it's going to fall hard and it's going to have a ripple effect.
You have to ask yourself, how many situations do we have around this lake? I don't know. where we have this situation and exists, and it's allowed to go on for years and years because the front lot owner allows it.
Well, that is the
thing.
They
have even encouraged it.
Well, what has to be done, in my opinion, and we're going to get into this probably a little bit more with some other things, but this is the key to clearly defining what the rights are and aren't. So, like, if I'm a front lot owner and I have enough space for 10 docks, and I should be the only one getting licenses to those, and then it's up to me if I want to allow the Smiths, who live at a back lot off of whatever County Road 49, to dock their boat there. The problem that's occurred, which is most clearly apparent in the Brad Kuhn issue, is that it seems that there was a front lot owner who previously owned Brad's property that had that kind of attitude and friendliness, mm-hmm. but where something went amiss was that instead of issuing the licenses to the front lot owner and him saying to family A, family B, family C, so long as I live here, you may park your boat here, the commission issued license directly to those back lot owners. So that's the kind of stuff that we need to sift out, and okay. Ian, we do have to go back and correct. Because, yeah, I mean, if a front lot owner wants to be a good neighbor and wants to let a back lot owner who doesn't have a dock say, yeah, you know what, I've got one boat and six slips. Sure, why the heck not?
Well, I think another problem is, Joe, that once upon a time you might have had more than one front lot owner, but then properties have been combined into one front lot. And that's creating a problem.
Yeah, and these are the things that we have to look at, and if we're going to start making exceptions and decisions, I think we need to do some research on it in light of some other issues that are going on before you make a motion to remove that dock. I'm not saying that it shouldn't be removed, I just don't think tonight's the night to do it.
I don't think so either, so I'd say that part be tabled. That part's tabled.
Do I hear a motion?
Can I just say, okay, there's a motion and a second. I just want to say this. Because it was part of a suit settlement.
Yeah, I understand that part.
And it was agreed to by the commission. It may be the commission's responsibility to do the actual removal. I mean, cost-wise. So you may want to consider that.
Well, that whole thing is, unless we know for sure that those people on that whole peninsula have access to that peninsula other than the right-of-way that crosses right along in front of Dave's house, he's going to constantly have people go in front of his house. It's not like he's going to have total exclusive use. Because he's got these people that's the only way to get to those peninsulas, isn't it?
Yeah. That's the only way they can get there is to cross his exclusive use area.
So then at that point, I mean, if that's the case, then having that's what we need to look at. We need to look at what... If an exception, I mean, there's a possibility that there's some precedential value to the court order that had bound the district to putting the dock there. And and the answer might be your hands are bound, you are bound on it, and this isn't going to be the commission to disrupt it. And it's not an exception carved out by the commission. It's an exception that was carved out by the court. And in the future, whoever buys that property will have to be put on notice that this piece of litigation occurred and that they may be stuck with it. So I just don't think tonight's the night to answer. I think okay. We need to do a little more research and see if there's a stronger conclusion.
So there's a motion to table?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
For further legal review.
Okay. And we're all in favor?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Hear that, Dave?
Well, I just stepped back on, so I didn't hear it all, honestly. I didn't. I just heard about being tabled.
Yeah, we're tabling the
Clinger dock.
The issue on the Clinger dock because the dock was the agreement to place the dock where it is was a legal agreement by the district. We consider the situation extraordinary, and we need our attorney to look at it.
Okay, but that wasn't a court order. That was just an agreement between. I mean, Kay and
that's what we're trying to
find out.
It was signed by the court after we took to it.
Okay. Well, anyway, Joe's going to look at it.
Okay, that's fine.
But the trees can go and the sheds can go.
Okay.
But he's not taking that.
Since that person is using that dock on that frontage, which I don't know, I think the total tax may be $4,000, and on that frontage, I have no use of that frontage whatsoever, lake frontage. So they can pay the tax on their parcel of property until it's settled.
Now hold on to that thought.
I'm just saying, I'm paying the tax on it, but I don't have no use whatsoever of that frontage. Okay, we can move on.
All right. One more request, the Greens, Boyd and Robin on Sunset Road. They would, they want a license. Mike.
Oh, what was the address on that one?
8609 Sunset Road, area transfer.
Yeah, that's a dock license transfer.
Yeah.
And the dock is fine. It's in good shape. There's no electric. There's no problem with the dock license transfer with that. However, there again, there was flags put in there by a surveyor, I believe it was Mark Wells. Mm-hmm. We found one stake down next to the water's edge, but we couldn't find the other one. There is a possible conflict with the boat hoist. The boat hoist is put on that side of the dock, on the other side of the dock, and it could actually be, it might be over the line. It could very well be infringing
but
on
very
the
likely
five
is
foot
within the 5 foot buffer. And the problem is that the survey photocopy we were given is only a partial, and it doesn't show that property line back to the road for the full property, and it looks like it doesn't. It's not a straight line. So we need to see the whole thing to know for sure. But
okay.
If we had to go on what we saw, mm-hmm. it would appear at a minimum that the hoist infringes on that 5 foot buffer.
At a minimum.
So the recommendation is to write them a letter and tell them that they don't get their license until we see the full survey to make sure that they're not. That their boat hoist is not infringing.
I don't think that's going to hurt a bit.
Okay.
Do that.
All right. Yeah. So that's a motion?
That's a motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
Busy night tonight.
Our names are going to be all over there.
Okay. Three of us are in favor. All right. No more requests, correct?
No.
All right. New business launch fees. I'm trying to move this along for Doug's sake. Launch fees, anything new on that?
I don't think there should be anything done with changing launch fees as of passed by that.
Okay, all right. Everybody in agreement?
Only because they did increase them last year.
Right.
If we're going to do anything on the launching, I think we have to put a little tighter control on all of the boats and craft that are put into the water, not just those on the weekends.
Right. Launch sign.
Dick is supposed to, Dick order some signs, but he wants to know what exactly is it that we want on those signs.
All right. What do we want? Well, what I want, have wanted,
Is the no swimming, and you know there's a lot of entering the water from Balcombe Beach area, and there's no really signs at the dock that say you shouldn't. Yeah, I think we should have a couple of signs about the 45-mile speed limit at the docks.
Okay. That's good.
Probably load and unload only type sign. Okay, because last year we had a guy who decided to camp out overnight at the launch over there.
And I think we need to say that. There's
no
camping.
Well, on the big sign there.
Yeah.
You know, there is that on the big sign.
Does that still get locked at 9 o'clock?
The gates?
Yeah.
Oh, they haven't been locked in years.
Oh, okay.
No, because there's fishermen coming in at 5 o'clock in the morning to go do, you know. And you were getting people stuck out on the lake
couldn't get, you know,
yeah,
yeah, they
yeah,
had
okay,
night fishermen and stuff, yeah. So, I mean, there's, you know, all the things that we can look at into the future as far as the gate.
Is that pretty much it then, Maggie, for the lifestyle?
The no swimming, you know,
I mean, you're down there all the time. Why don't you just tell him? I think we're, Doug, you don't care.
Right.
Just tells him.
So just get a couple signs made for whatever we think. Okay, when Dick gets back, we'll have that done.
Yeah. All right, town ordinance. I'm going to deal with that. Rhonda, did you get a copy of that up to Rita? Okay, good. All right, I went to the town board meeting, the Rushford town board meeting, and Rhonda, after the fact, because I didn't call her and I didn't think of it until after the fact, but I did tell them about the ordinance,
yeah.
And they're going to look it over, and since Fullen is the attorney for both towns, I don't think we're going to have any problems. They'll vote on it next month.
Yeah. They voted at Pat County D last this month.
Did it pass?
Yeah.
What ordinance? Excuse me.
No jumping off the dam, the rocks around the dam, and no jumping off the bridge. So I'm telling them to go jump in the lake. You can't do it off the bridges because otherwise the town is going to enforce. Finance. Ta-da.
I prepared the check for Hiscock Barkley for a settlement of $12,000, and I sent it to Rhonda for your signature.
What you got?
And also a letter from Joe went along with it. We haven't heard anything yet about it.
Because we want our memos.
Right, but we haven't heard if they've been
okay.
The original offer from them was a 20% discount, and this is...
Yeah, that was their counteroffer. Our original offer was 50% of the total outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Based on the audit and things, and then that was basically our final offer, and hopefully they'll accept it.
Yeah. The whole outstanding was around $18,000.
Right.
So, haven't heard anything about the grant, which might be a good thing. It means that maybe everything is okay, but we haven't heard anything about anything wrong with our paperwork or anything like that. We're just waiting to see if we're gonna. We're
going
to get the funds.
How much time do you think we should give them before we put pressure on them?
I don't know.
Because we got the newsletters that we're planning on putting out in March. I mean, I would have no problem putting a big thing in there telling everybody to call your senators and your assemblymen and ask them where's our money from 2002.
Yeah. That's up. I don't have a problem with A.
Well, it's from 2002 and 2007. It's 2010.
They've got it sitting parked someplace earning interest.
For them.
Paying Spitzer's travel fees and Patterson's something or other somewhere. I mean, does the board have a problem with putting anything like that in the newsletter? Letting the people know now's the time to put the pressure on the people?
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't see a problem.
Okay. I didn't want to mess things up with dam safety or anybody by putting too much political pressure on them, but if we have to, we will.
I'm diligently working on the financial report that's due the end of February, and I'll probably have it completed before the end of February, and in the February meeting, I'll present the results for 2009 for everyone to vote on.
I had a couple of things.
Oh, okay.
The election, when it comes up in July, where do we stand with the machines, the training, the new, you know, the old machines are thrown out? Can we go back to paper ballots? Joe, can you check into any of that?
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I'm not sure.
Or, you know, what are we
going to do? We no longer have the machines that were here for last year's election. They've already been removed.
I don't know.
Not sure we can even
can we? Yeah, it
because
is.
Because of HAVA. Help America Vote Act.
Well, that's, so we have to be prepared, and
she's right.
It's 6 months from now, but if we've got to, you know, depending on what we got to do, we got to make sure we're...
Last draws.
I think it would be nice. You know, there were signs up about the vote.
I think it would be nice about, if we put up signs when people start coming back, maybe in May, about getting registered to vote, because so many people think registered,
and they haven't.
That
happened to us the first year.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was livid, because when you move here, we've only lived here going on 5 years, when you move here and someone says, have you registered to vote?
Mm-hmm.
What do you, your thought process is in the general election?
Yeah, right.
And I said, yeah. So that I thought that was it. We've done what we're mm-hmm. supposed to do. When I came here to vote, they said, no, no. You have to register here
mm-hmm.
with the district to vote. Mm-hmm. You can't vote. So we need to make that clear.
Yeah, and I think it would be nice if we had signs made up
yeah.
and posted around.
I agree.
And put it in the newsletter?
And put it in the newsletter.
Yeah,
sure.
We put it in the newsletter. We put it in the
yeah, right. Huh?
Sitting here every year.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's what that's in my window.
So why is that?
We received one this morning.
Taxation without representation.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we pound everybody about registering to vote.
May I just say one more thing about that? We did put in the budget compensation for those support.
Right.
Anything.
I know. He wants to tell us how much he wants, or you want to just get it.
Well,
we voted him on the loan.
I think it's appropriate that the commissioners have a discussion with him about, you know, how he wants to get paid.
I would like to request that he be at the, well, what do we got scheduled for the next meeting? Or do we have, no, didn't we have early meetings?
John Kaplan is going to be the next meeting.
Yeah. At 6:30.
Yeah. So we've already got...
And our Canadian.
Well,
yeah.
Bill.
No, but what I'm getting at is that, you know, you're either going to pay him a salary,
right,
and he just puts in whatever time he needs to put mm-hmm. in to get it done, or you pay him hourly, whatever. And it's maybe something you should ask him how he would.
I discussed with him about the hourly last time. He really didn't want to do it with an hourly.
Does he want
thing.
To,
he
salary.
Just
wanted
to do
yeah,
the salary thing?
Okay, but the salary, how is it paid? Do you want me to pay him every month? Do you want me to pay him twice a year? Do you want me to pay him every quarter?
How about you ask him?
Twice a year.
Maybe
well,
that's what
tax time and then the next tax time.
Well, let's, you know, maybe we could do that.
You didn't set that up.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yes.
yeah, maybe we'll talk with him about that.
All right, you see him. Why don't you ask him?
I actually don't, but I will take care of that. I'll talk to him.
If we're going
to
treat him as an employer, then we have to.
Because
they have the Social Security, et cetera, all that. Put him on the payroll.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
As I know it.
If he's enough, if you're gonna pay him a wage,
yeah.
Yeah, we gotta have a Social Security double.
Okay, wait, did you get deductions and everything taken out?
Yeah,
of
I get W-2.
Okay, so he would be the same way.
Exactly.
So he's gotta
so
do the W-4
like
and the whole shot.
An independent
yep.
contractor,
mm-hmm.
like me, I'm more like an independent.
Right. Well, that's the whole thing. We don't take taxes and
yeah.
FICA and all of that out on yours. You
no.
get them.
Yeah,
get
but Bill would be an independent contractor because you're actually assigning tasks to him. So he would be considered an employee, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know, we might have to discuss that in executive session.
Well, does he have his own business?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
So he's not doing it like in the, it's not like he has a consulting business.
No.
Okay,
no.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Mm. He was basically hired by the board mm-hmm. to function as a mm-hmm. consultant on his hand.
Well, that's okay. We could do that with a contract,
mm-hmm.
or you can do it as an employee-employer relationship, but it's got to be, you can't blend the two together.
It's got to be one or the other.
It's one or the other.
He either gets a W-2 or a 1099.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Believe me, he's better off getting a W-2.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Believe me.
Okay. Bill, could you say what you want to say?
Yeah, I just forgot it this
okay.
week. It just popped in my mind.
And
I
Maggie
had
something
here.
More she wants.
The only thing I wanted, the only other thing I wanted to bring up is the passing of the former commissioner Stan Kaprevich. I don't know if anyone knew Stan.
Yes.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Stan served in the commission for many, many years. Actually, a couple of different times.
Yeah, I did.
And he passed away during the week. Was laid to rest yesterday. So I just wanted to recognize the losses. Yeah.
Good man.
He was very good. Real good man for the lake. Real good man for the people. Good man for the environment.
Could we maybe have...
There's no sign.
Oh, car and condolences.
We did go and make a visit, but yeah, so I think it would be appropriate to...
Could you read back?
Just sinus.
He messed that.
What?
He was singing heavy metal or something.
What was that, Dave?
Redact.
Well, Jason's there on monitor. Can they just reboot their computer? I think that made it work.
Oh, we've done it 5 or 6 times.
Okay. Every time you lock up.
Okay. Let's do a quick open forum, and then I think I need a motion to go into executive. We're trying to move this along. Anyone have anything to say for open forum? Yes.
Before you leave, a couple months ago they said they were going to have a survey of the lake. Did they do that? Did they set up a survey?
We haven't voted on that yet.
Yeah, give me a call.
I thought they voted on it. Okay, good. That they were going
to have a survey. No, we voted to get 3 estimates.
Yeah.
Nothing's been done on it yet?
No, I actually just talked with the survey. One of the surveyors earlier, he was here dropping to with that other Tate Road thing. And he really thinks it might be waste of money at this time to do the whole lake. They might want to just do it as you need it.
Well, I'm going to talk about that in executive.
You already voted to get
The quotes.
Get the votes from them.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too. I mean, that didn't make sense, I'm just relaying what you said to me today.
There are properties around this lake that you just don't need a survey. Why would you need a survey of my property? Or any of that property where I am at Balcom Beach, there's never any trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Never any trouble.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah, right.
I should knock on wood, But I'm just saying, there's no problem. All I envision it is a giant survey with 3 or 4 like Mylar maps that we can put
over top,
with the docks, one with that. So like when a gentleman, what was his name, George?
Coroner.
Came in tonight, we could say, okay, well that's what your surveyor has. And we can go right to it and say, well, like you said, 50 surveyors, 50 instruments, your guy looks like he's off 20 feet, we can't let you do it. Or say, oh, you know what, this looks reasonably aligned, we're good to go. As opposed to, otherwise, if we do it on a time-by-time basis, then we have to set a precedent. Well, thank you for your survey, George. We still have to have you hold off, but we're going to send our survey out next week. Yeah, I think long-term benefit, I think there's a lot of things that could be quashed very fast.
Just leave Balcom Beach for that.
Survey.
Stay away from Balcom Beach. We don't have any trouble over
there. No, actually, Balcom Beach was just done like 3 or 4 years ago by the town of Rushford, so...
All right. Did that answer your question?
No, that's all right. No complaints.
Did that answer your question?
Well, are they going to do it?
We've got to get the quotes, yeah.
One way or another.
Yeah. Eventually, it will. Anybody else? All right. Then I will entertain a motion to go into executive to discuss... Help me out here.
Legal matters.
Yes. Thank you.
I saw move.
Okay. And I am not moving upstairs, so if anybody wants to stick around, they can either go up to the cars or they can go upstairs.
Anytime's every day.
Morning, afternoon. Well, I'm a one-man show, so I'll just give you Tuesday and Wednesday.
Take care, Davey.
Monday, I'll find out the most set.
Talk to you next week.
Thursday, I'll work out this future. Would you like to
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.